Blog Talk Radio.
Cover every listening ear on this broadcast. Those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later time, Lord. And yes, Lord, we need you to cover this broadcast. And we thank you for covering us and this broadcast under the blood. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. You all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So go ahead, grab your prayer list. For those of you that don't have a prayer list, you can touch and agree with us today. Amen. Let us get on one accord, standing in unity. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, O God, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, Lord, that is due unto your holy name. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see all prayer lists is raised before you, Lord, Father. Father, those that are touching and agreeing, Lord, Father. Father, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, Lord. And Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God. Father, for some acts for prayer for themselves, some acts for prayer for others. And Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God, for your will being done. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, answering and about to answer, Lord, Father, for we take it not for granted, O God. Father, we just saying thank you today for just hearing our prayers, Lord. Thank you, O God, for answering our prayers this day, O God. Look upon each and every prayer list, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, O God, for your will being done. Heavenly Father, we continue to plead the blood of Jesus and your hedge of protection, Father God, round about the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the watchmen, Lord, Father, those that don't mind praying in season and out of season, O God. Father, we ask you to keep that shield of protection round about them, Lord. Father, I ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, O God. Strengthen them, Lord, Father. Father, as they war on others' behalf, Lord, Father, canceling the assignment of backlash, Lord, Father, that is coming up against them, Lord, Father, and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering, Lord. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering, Lord. Father, the prayer warriors, Lord, Father, strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Billy Wallach right now, Lord, Father. And Father, we come against blood clots right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing him through those that knee surgery, Lord, Father. Father, we holding him now before you, canceling out blood clots right now, Lord, Father. We say regulate his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Send it out, dissipate for those clots right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Kim Kim, Lord Father, and we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for bringing her through her surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as the healing process begin, Lord. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and praise, O God, for you said, by your stripes we are healed, O God. And Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God, for touching her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your strength, Lord Father, that you continue to give her husband right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for them finding faith, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father, trusting, O God, in you, Lord, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. And Father, we know, Lord Father, if we can only look up, Lord, just like you tell the children of Israel to look up and they be healed, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for your healing, your deliverance, and setting us free, O God. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden right now, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, how you intervene on his situation, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that it was no one but you, and you heard the prayers, Lord Father. We thank you and just glorifying you, Lord Father. And Father, as he looked back and see that it was nobody but you, Lord, not man, but you, God, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray today for all those, Lord Father, that have lost loved ones, O God. Father, we ask you, O God, to comfort their hearts, for you say you will not leave us comfortless. And we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for your comfort, Lord Father, your comforter, Lord Father. Let them continue to remember their loved ones, Lord Father, in good times, Lord Father. Father, for we know if we die in you, Lord Father, is to be absent from the body, is to be present with you, O God. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. So we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your joy and laughter, O God, resting upon them this day. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Jackie, O God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we ask you, Lord Father, Father, to continue intervene, Lord Father, in her situation, Lord Father. Father, as we speak peace right now, Lord Father, the peace that passes all understanding, O God, the peace that you give and not the world, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy, O Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, you made our bodies, Lord Father. And Father, you know, Lord Father, what is going on in them and with them, Lord Father. So Father, we thanking you this day, O God, for touching Kathy's body right now, Lord. Father, as she continue to trust in you, Lord, Father, we thank you for your healing, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing her through surgeries right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. For we know, Lord Father, each and every day that you give us, O God, Father, is a gift, Lord Father. Father, so many want the gift but don't want the giver, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for you, Lord Father. For without you, O God, we are nothing, Lord. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Hector right now, Lord Father, as we come against many strokes, Lord Father. Father, as we come against even the form of dementia right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, O God, to touch him right now, Lord Father. Touch his wife, O God. Give her strength right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Cheryl right now, Lord Father, asking you, O God, for the strength, Lord Father, as she to also take care of her mom, Lord Father. Father, touch her, Lord Father. Strengthen her, Lord Father, and let her, O God, not be weary, O God. But give her that strength that she needs in you. Give her that peace, oh God, that she needs in you, Lord Father. And touch, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, her mom. This in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, touch her body right now, Lord. Father, touch her stomach area right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord. So, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father, for touching her body this day, Lord. Father, lining up her body with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing virtue, oh Lord. Thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord Father. Thank you, oh God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathleen right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for just touching her body right now, Lord Father. We speak in healing right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her immune system right now, Lord Father. Touch her stomach area right now, Lord Father. You know what's going on with her, Lord Father. And we thank you and just glorifying you, Lord Father, for touching her right now, Lord Father. Touch all those, Lord Father, that are taking care of their loved ones, Lord Father, as we hold before you caregivers right now, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God. For Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for them showing forth love, tenderness, kindness right now, Lord Father, on those that they're taking care of, Lord Father. Father, as they take care of others, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for taking care of them, Lord Father, and help them, Lord Father, to do all things, Lord Father, in love as they're doing it unto you this day. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity that we can pray not just for ourselves, oh God, but for others, Lord. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for all our unsaved loved ones this day, Lord, Father, that they may re-father and accept you, Lord, Father, into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior, oh God. Father, we don't want to see them go to a Christless grave, oh God. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, oh God, for touching our loved ones, Lord, Father, our unsaved loved ones, Lord. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father, over our schools, Lord, Father, the businesses, our workplaces, the malls right now, Lord, Father. And we come against any destruction, Lord, Father, that is coming up against it, Lord, Father. We cancel mass shooting this day in the name of Jesus. See the blood covering this day, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for taking our children to school, Lord Father, safely and bringing them back home, Lord Father. Let them begin to stand by that flagpole, Lord Father, and pray and intercede, Lord Father, for their classmates, Lord Father, their schools, Lord Father. Father, give them the words, Lord Father, to speak, to encourage others, Lord. Father, as we cancel bullying this day in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, hear their cries this day, oh God. Hear their cries this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, oh God. So, Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy this day, oh God. Father, that will try to come against, Lord Father, this broadcast or anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render their assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your blood covering, Lord. Father, your blood covering the ears right now, Lord Father. Your blood covering, Lord Father God, their hearts right now, Lord Father. As you unstop, Lord Father God, deaf ears and break up that stony heart this day, oh God. Father, let us not be just hearers of the word, O God, but be hearers and doers of the word as well, Lord Father. And Father, for this, we say thank you. And we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. I know you ought to be giving God praise because he woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others as well. Amen. Give him praise in your going out and your coming in. For he is the only one that can keep you. Don't leave home without God. Don't leave home without him today. Take him with you every place you go. Taken every place you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God today because he woke me up this morning, clothing my right mind. He woke my loved ones up. I haven't got no bad news that none of them left this earth. My loved ones, my friends. So I just thank God today. I thank him today for being a God of many chances. It is not too late today for you to accept Christ into your life. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about what your friends are going to say. Worry about where you will spend eternity this day. Don't say, I have tomorrow. Don't say, I have until my next birthday, and that's when I'm going to do it, or next year. Nobody knows the day that God is going to say it is our turn. Amen. Take no day for granted. Take no one for granted. And take nothing for granted. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give you the word for today. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. Amen. And that is so true. That is so true. We're looking for that door to open when that door is closed and God has opened up another door for us. And we just can't seem to, you know, move from that one door. God loves you. God loves you, each and every listener that is listening today. God loves you. He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. Make it personal, you could say, for me. Take nothing and no one for granted. No day is promised to us. No day is promised to your loved ones. None. Take nothing for granted. Don't take the Bible that you're reading this day. Don't take it for granted. Don't take nothing for granted. Thank God each and every day that you are alive. You wake up above ground. Give God the praise. You may be going through your trial, you know, whatever your trial may be. That's that mountain in front of you. And it says, speak to that mountain. And when you speak into that mountain, you speak with faith, with confidence, with the power and the authority that He has given us. Speak to your mountain today and stand on it. Stand looking up and thanking and praising God for that mountain being moved. Thank God for never leaving you nor forsaking you. Praise Him. Praise Him. Nobody knows your battle that you're going through. Nobody knows your battle, but you know the battle. And if you don't have a prayer partner, find a prayer partner and set that time that you can pray with them. Set that time. Pray with them. We're entering into some serious times. It's no time to be playing with God, but it's time for us now to stand on God's word. It's time for us now to draw others out of the pit. Ask God for that holy boldness this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'd just like to say thank you for our continual listener, our new listener. We thank, you know, God for those that listen on other devices. We thank the other nations that are listening as well. We thank each and every person, for we take you all not for granted. This is not my broadcast. This is our broadcast. This is the broadcast that God is just showing up and showing out, and I just thank God for the people that He has here that continually come on and give the word. Maybe God is unctioning you to bring forth a word today because someone needs to hear that word, that testimony that you've been afraid of, that you don't want no one to know about. See, the good thing about testimony and where God have brought you from, it helps others. It helps others. Yes, you're the one that went through it, but you know what? God brought you through it. He delivered you from it. And that person that is going through may feel that they can't make it through it. And they depends on, you know, how strong or, you know, they are. You know, they can begin to pray. Because sometimes when you're going through, that's the last thing you're thinking about, because we are so focused on what it is that we're going through. We are so focused on it that we forget to give it to our Lord and Savior. We forget. We forget that we're all in it by ourselves, and we are not. Because He said, lay every heavy burden down, every burden, lay it down. And that's why it's so important to have prayer partners that, you know, you can pick up the phone and you can call and, you know, they can pray with you. You never know whom God has laid your name on their heart to pray for you, because you're weak, you're going through something, and He is so mindful of us. So remember, when God lays someone on your heart, pray for them. If He tell you to call them, call them. Maybe your voice alone will just change what it is that they're going through. Conversation alone, dropping by that person's house, seeing how they're doing, sitting there and just listening. Sometimes that's all you need to do is just sit there and listen. That's it. Sometimes you may be called to pray. You pray, but listen. And that is my what I'm going to be talking about today, listening. Last night in Bible study, that's what we were talking about, listening. So it's so important for us to listen. But before I go, because I'm just thanking God today. I'm just thanking Him today. Heavenly Father, as I come before You this day, I give You honor, I give You glory, and I give You praise this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that You decrease me this day, O God, as You increase in me, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask You to use this empty vessel, Lord Father. Father, as I open my mouth, Lord Father, speak through me, O God. Father God, not my words, Lord Father, not my way, Lord Father, but Your words and Your way this day, Lord Father. I thank You, O God, for covering, Lord Father, the word under the blood this day, Lord Father. Father, I thank You, O God, for the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive it, Lord. Father, I thank You, Lord Father, for the word just touching someone, Lord Father. Father, that they may go out, Lord Father God, and touch someone else, Lord Father, with the word, Lord Father. Let it fill them up, Lord Father. Let them run, Lord Father, for You like never before, O God. So, Father, I give You honor, I give You glory, and I give You praise, and I say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto You this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. I'm trusting that You already told a friend, that friend told another friend, you know, and you give them that calling number, which is 347-857-3925. For those of you that are listening on another device, I'm trusting that you send out that number. You have even copied that link and shared it with a friend today. Amen. And if you have a question or you have a testimony, need prayer, you know, accept Christ into your life. Again, that number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God. I thank God every day. I just say thank You, Lord. I thank You. I glorify and I magnify You, Lord. I'm trusting that, you know, y'all do the same. I'm trusting that you all go and you ask God for forgiveness before you lay down, you know. And when you wake up, thank Him for waking you up in the morning. Amen. Listening. What is listening? It says to pay attention to sound, to hear something with thoughtful attention, give consideration, to be alert to catch an expected sound. To pay attention to sound, to hear something with thoughtful attention, give consideration, to be alert to catch an expected sound. What sound are you listening for today? Today, we're talking about listening to the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit? You know that still, small voice that is talking to you? That's the Holy Spirit within you, the God in you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, can't separate them. There is no separation to them. It's one God. One. That still small voice that speaks to you, that tells you to go straight, not to go left, not to go right. That still small voice that tells you, stand where you are, don't move. Sometimes we listen to it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes, not sometimes, if you don't know, you can't say, well, it's the Holy Spirit. We will always say, you know, something told me not to go over there to this person's house. It just, in my spirit, you know, it's like something is going to happen if I go this place. The Holy Spirit speaking to you. Let's go over to Ezekiel chapter 2. It says, and he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that had rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send, say unto them, thus saith the Lord. Ezekiel, say, but thus say the Lord. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there had been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briers and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they may be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat, and I give thee. Let me read that again. Open thy mouth and eat that I gave thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woes. Now, people will read that and be like, Eve, you can't eat a book. When we read in God's word, we're eating from it. We are feeding ourselves. They are speaking in spiritual things. That's what they're doing. Not natural, where you would look for a physical, you know, role. Because, you know, back then they had the scrolls that they will roll up. And people will look and read this and just read it in their carnal mind and thinking that you can eat a book. Every time you read the word of God, you're eating from it. You are eating from it. You are feeding your spirit man. I continually say to you, and I know you hear many man and woman of God speak and tell you about that spirit man, because we are first spiritual beings. This body that we're in is housing our spirit man. We are spirit beings. And he's telling him to eat. How much of you today are listening when God tells you to eat this word? The man and woman of God that stands before you, preaching and teaching you in your churches today, that is telling you, eat the word. Read your Bible. That's what they're telling you. Read the Bible, because the day is coming that is very Bible that you have holding. You will no longer hold the Bible. So you better get enough word in you this day. Take heed to the word. Pay attention to what is being said. Ask God for that spiritual ear today that you hear with the voice of the Spirit. You are hearing, you speak with the voice of the Spirit. You hear with the ears of the Spirit. You receive the word into your heart with the Spirit of God. Receive it. Ask for the spirit of discernment. Ask God to shut the air gates down when it's not him that is speaking, because the enemy's job is to show you truth, to deceive you. Now, where when you have that spirit of discernment, you're able to shut down. You're able to war. You're able to protect. You, the Bible talks about false prophets as well. And we have them. But with the spirit of discernment, if you are truly walking, you're not playing, you're truly walking. Let me tell you, the spirit of discernment is going to kick in. You ask for it. It's there for the asking. We have not because we ask not. We ask for everything else. We ask for vanity stuff. We ask for money. We ask for, you know, husbands and wives and cars and houses and all those stuff that we're asking God for, but we don't ask him for nothing of the spirit. Nothing. We don't say, God, less of us, more of you. We don't even thank him, even when he give it to us. The Holy Spirit is there for the action. The Holy Spirit is there for the action. And he told Ezekiel,
to eat the rose. When you go down into chapter 3, it says, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this rose and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that rose. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel." Not too many people of the strange speech and of an hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. So when God sent Ezekiel, send it to his people. He wasn't speaking about the Gentiles then. He was speaking about his people. And God is speaking to us today, his people. But are we listening? Are we listening to the man and woman of God that he have placed here on this earth today? Yes, they are here. They've been here. But our problem is we allow the enemy to blind us. We allow the enemy to feed us. And he is on his job. And that's why we, as children of Christ, we ought to be helping others out of the world and not them pulling us out back into the world. It's no time for us to be playing this day. It is no time. People take time for granted. Time is not promised to us. Time is a gift for us. I look back and, you know, when you look at the news and you see how many young people are killing themselves, committing suicide, being killed, It's not even of natural causes, you know. I'm like, wow. When I look at how old I am, and I was like, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see this year. I'm praying that I live to see the next year. Because no time is promised to us. You can see people that you went to school with that died at a younger age. And you don't look at how old you are and say, thank you, Lord. When I'm talking to, I'm not going to say, okay, an elder person, okay, that is older than I am, and they're still clothed in their right mind. They're still vibrant. They're still, you know, just going about. And they thank God that they are here still. They have seen things that we haven't even seen. Don't even know if we could have gone through what they have seen or what they have been through. But when you sit and you listen to them, and you was like, wow. I'm like, wow. I said, I pray that I get to see your age. I pray that I get to see their age and still clothed in my right mind and walking around. I pray get to see their age and then some. Read the Word of God today. Sit, meditate, have a relationship with God. It's not everything that you're going to understand when you're reading, but you ask God for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding when you're reading the Bible, when you're reading His Word, when you're reading His Word, you can read any chapter, any verse, any book in the Bible. Ask God for understanding on what it is that you're reading. I remember when I began to get serious in reading the Bible. I didn't come into, you know, the ministry as yet, but I asked God, you know, I said, I would like to get into a church that I can learn more about you. I want to get baptized. You know, I was asking God for that. I used to go to the clubs and all that stuff. You know, I wasn't no, you know, I'll drink a beer. Yep, I'll drink a beer. I'll drink, you know, a glass of wine or whatever. That's my extent of alcohol. You know, don't ask me what hard liquor is. I can't tell you. Okay. The thing is, I asked God, and, you know, a trucker's mouth or a sailor's mouth, yeah, I had that too. And I asked God to even take that away from me. Let me tell you, it took a year for me to realize that I don't cuss, and also realize that the people that around me would say, I'm sorry, I apologize, you know, when they begin to use those language. I didn't pay it no attention at the time. And my favorite book was Exodus. When I read and I had a question, I went to someone that I thought that, you know, they wasn't playing in God. They was in God. And that's why we ought to be so careful on making your words and your actions be as one. And I would go and I would ask them questions. And, yeah, they will answer the questions. But it was disheartening when you see how that person really was you're going to church doesn't mean that you have that relationship with Christ. Until you begin to get that personal relationship with Christ, you just go in there and we're going to pray that somewhere along the line that the Holy Spirit take hold of you. Prayer do change things. And it kind of bothered me that to the point I was going to church, but then I said, this person said they are a Christian, and this is how, you know, they operate. I said, well, if that's the case, I don't want to be a Christian. That's what I said. And I know many of you out there have experienced that. Many of you that are in Christ don't realize that you're under a microscope and people are looking at you. Doesn't matter where you are, whether you know them or not. They are looking at you. They are listening to what you're saying. They are looking to see how you carry yourself. Because trust me, they're right there to tell you, I thought you was a Christian. They are right there to tell you that. And you can't go to someone and talk to someone if you say that you are in Christ and you come to give them the word, because they're going to look at you. The word that you're speaking is true, but they're not hearing what you're saying at this time. Yeah, it's going into their subconscious. But you know what? They're not hearing you. They're too busy looking at your lifestyle, the way how you are on Sunday when you go to church. You know, you're up there, you're singing in the choir, you're playing in the band, you may be even preaching, you may be even be that usher. But that's what you are on Sunday. What are you the rest days out of the week? Are you out there, you know, doing whatever you want to do under the sun, forgetting who you're out there representing? We are to listen and pay attention. Pay attention. When you're reading the Word of God, ask for this. Ask him to give you that understanding of what it is that you're reading. When I came into this ministry, I will, you know, I would read, and sometimes I'd be so puzzled, like, Lord, I don't understand this. And let me show you how mindful God was. I will go to church, and there goes the same thing I was telling God, Lord, I don't understand. And here goes Apostle Porter, she was Cheever at the time, talking about the very same thing that I told God, I don't understand. You will be in conversation with someone else, and they will, God will use them to give you the understanding in what it is that you've been asking him for. But are you listening? I used to be in awe, like, oh my God, Lord, just the same thing I was asking you about. I don't understand, and here it is, I come to work. I mean, to church, and here it is, you know, you answering me. I didn't know. I was learning to listen, learning to understand the ways that he speaks. It used to take me an hour and a half to get to work. And I would use that time to pray. I'll just be praying, you know, going about my business, just driving. I remember one day in going to work and I'm praying. And I'm asking God these questions, why, how come, why, how come? Well, when he answered me, and he said, do you remember you telling me this, this, that, and whatever? And, you know, when he finished speaking, all I could have said was, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, because you know what? He was mindful of me to hear what I was saying. And I wasn't even in Christ. You know, I would go to church. I was 15 years when I gave God a list of things, not knowing that he paid attention. He listened, you know. And when he brought it back to my remembrance, let me tell you something. All I could have said is, Lord, please forgive me. So know that he's hearing you. Know that when you ask a question, if you just be still, just for a moment, be still, and he will speak to you. He will speak to you just like I'm speaking to you. Inside, he speaks to you. And you'll be in awe. How much time? When you learn to just listen and sit back and learn that this is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Understanding this is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You'll be in awe, I'm telling you. And when you go to church and you hear the apostle, the prophet, whoever is the speaker of the hour, and God is using them to bring forth the word. Y'all have all type of word that come forth, but so many want to hear the prosperity message. No one want to hear the warning. No one want to hear about being prepared. No one, they don't want to hear that. Warning and being prepared, no. You just come in, you want to hear the music, and once the music is just going, you know, you're all hype on the music, and when the time now for the word to come forth, we get our phones, we begin to play in our phones, and half the time, please don't tell me that is the Bible on the phone, because we know you're playing games. Okay, let's keep it real. Let's be real now, okay? But yes, we do have the Bible app on our phone, and we can use the Bible or the iPod to, you know, do the Bible, read the Bible from there. That's the convenience of technology that you don't even take advantage of. Things that you're supposed to take advantage of, we don't, you know. And it's like just hearing the word and applying the word that we hear. not just for prosperity, but the warning to be prepared for your healing, for your breakthrough. You know, pay attention to what is being said and follow along in your Bible, whether it be on your phone, your laptop, or the Bible itself. Do so. Listen. Get understanding. Listen to that still small voice that is talking to you. You remember Samuel when God, he went to sleep and God called him and he thought that it was Eli calling him. And then when Eli realized what was going on and he told him, Let me see. He said to tell him, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And what happened? God spoke to him. He was able to, well, he recognized that it's not Eli that is calling him. But are we obeying the voice of the Lord this day? When he say, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and say what thus say the Lord. Not what you say, but what thus say the Lord. And one thing I admire about the woman of God, when she is saying what God say, she gonna tell you not what I say. This is God, not me. And when is she speaking, she will tell you, this is me speaking. And I learned after a while in conversation with Apostle Porter, you had to listen, attention to what it is that she is saying in conversation, because we could just be having a normal conversation. And she's giving you a word from God. You'll be like, how is she giving you a word from God? The same things that you've been talking to God about in your private time with him. There maybe was questions that he was asking God, and you pay attention to the conversation, you will see that God is giving it to her right there as she talked. And it took me a while, but then I got it. I got it. So who are you listening to today? Are you listening to the voice of God, or are you listening to the devil today? Which one? Because one thing God is not going to do is tell you to go out there and do nothing evil. That is not of God. That other God may be your God, but it's time now to change hands, if that is your God, the God of this earth, the one that, you know, God allowed to reign, that knows that his time is winding up. So his job is to pull as many out of Christ and take as many with him. Are you going to allow him to use you to pull others out of Christ? Are you going to ask God for the spirit of awareness, alertness, of discernment? Are you going to listen to that still small voice the one that speaks to you? Are you going to listen as he speaks to you when you read the Word of God? Are you going to listen to when the man and woman of God is bringing forth the Word, his Word? Are you going to listen today? Are you going to pay attention to what you're hearing, that you're able to warn others, that you're able to prepare others? Because the word that you hear, someone may come in contact with you that needs to hear that word too. So don't feel bad if you're sharing it with someone else. That person may need to hear that word. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. Share your food. Share your food. Don't be afraid to ask a question. Don't be afraid to ask the question. One of the questions that was asked last night in Bible study was, have you responded in a conversation without listening fully to the conversation, but you cut them off? Were you listening? Did you take time to listen, or you just listen and the part that you didn't like, you just shut it down and begin to respond without fully hearing what is being said? So take time today and listen, because you know what? We all have been guilty of it. I know I have. What about you? Can you be bold enough to say, yes, I have, and ask God to continue to work on you today? Because you know what? We all imperfect. The perfect one have already come. We are striving to be like the perfect one. We are striving to be like the perfect one. So today, take time out and listen. Your children may come to you and speak of something out of the norm, and you're looking at them like, child, go from here. And God is using them to tell you. And no, they're not coming to you with no profanity, and, you know, they're coming to you because they're open. They're open to receive and listen and speak what God tells them to speak. We're the ones that, you know, buck against the word and fight against the, you know, the spirit. Listen sometimes when they come and they tell you something. They could come and say, mommy or daddy or Betty or Susie or, you know what it. Don't go there. Don't go outside. Don't go over to, you know, this person's house. You know, stay here. You may think that, you know, oh, they don't want you to go. But I bet if you had paid attention, if you had paid attention and listened to that still small voice when it was telling you, don't go, you know, that funny feeling that you have, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you had paid attention to that funny feeling, God wouldn't have to send somebody else, because he is determined for you not to go. He's not going to go against our will. He gave us free will. So pay attention and listen. Listen today. God talked to, you know, his prophets. And you read throughout the Bible, when from, you know, the prophets, the judges, you know, read. You're going to see all of them that he used in there. Is he trying to use you this day? to bring someone or set of people out of the darkness into the light? Are you allowing him to do so? All we have to do is ask God for forgiveness and ask him to use you this day to be a light in someone's darkness. Someone's darkness, be that light. And if you feel that your light is dimming, go ahead, call that prayer partner. Let them fuel that light. Give you some more, you know, oil in there that it brightens up and it's not a dim light anymore. Get in the word and brighten that light. Get in that place that you sit and you talk with God. And don't just talk with him. Listen. Listen to what he's saying to you today. And remember, we, as followers of Christ, a child of God, know that we're being watched in what we say, in the way we carry ourselves. They're watching to see if our word and our actions line up. Again, don't just be hearers of the word. Be doers as well. When you go and you're talking to somebody, make sure that you're doing that same thing, because if you think that they won't tell you, oh, you hear, you're giving me this word, and every time I see you out there, you're cursing or you're drinking or you're smoking or you're this or you're that. Oh, they will tell you. They look at you like, you know, who do you think you are? So let us be mindful today of others. Let us sit and spend time with Christ. And ask him to use you. Ask him to use you. And you know what? Begin that prayer time. You may start off at 5 minutes and watch that 5 minutes increase. And when God lays someone's name on your heart and say, pray for this person, pray for them. Because you never know who is praying for you or praying for one of your loved ones that are in trouble. And God lay their name on someone's heart and they're intervening on their behalf. So if you have not accepted Christ in your life, if you have not accepted Christ, it's not too late. If you believe that he died on that cross for you, it is not too late. If you believe that you will have everlasting life in him, it is not too late. Do so while you can. Do so while you can. I have had the privilege to literally see someone that was in the church, see someone truly, truly repent on their dying bed. Repent and ask for forgiveness to the point where face, when I tell you it got bright, their face got bright, and it was like we was no longer in the room, and they were speaking directly to the Father himself, that they were about to pull the needles and stuff out of their hand as they was talking, because they said, I've been waiting for you. What took you so long? And they already then see themselves heal. I mean, just watching this. change. And I was like, wow, wow, to witness something like that. Yeah. It's like we wasn't even there. They talking to the Father and they're looking up and just talking. They having the conversation with God. So you know what, today? It's never too late. Don't think that you might have that opportunity to ask God for forgiveness. Don't take time for granted. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I glorify and I magnify you this day, oh God. Father, I'm praying that someone, Lord Father, heard the word, Lord. And Father, that they will listen to that still small voice, Lord Father, that they will pay attention, Lord Father. Father, and not be unaware, Lord Father, and take anything for granted. Father, I come against every backlash, Lord Father, everything, Lord Father, that would try and hinder this word, Lord Father. As it went out, Lord Father, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for every ear and every heart, Lord Father, that hear and receive this word, Lord. Father, I ask you to touch them. Bless them this day, Lord Father. And Father, open their mouth, Lord Father, that they may go forth, Lord Father, and eat that whole roll, Lord Father, and go forth, Lord Father, in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, I thank each and every listener, those that are listening now, those that are listening at a later time, those that are listening on other devices, other nations. May God continue to bless you. And if you have a testimony that you would like to share with the world and what God has done for you, don't hesitate, no time, on pressing the number one for those of you that have called in. For those of you that are listening on a different device, that calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number one. Know that God loves you. God is mindful of you. And he is knocking at your door. Are you opening up that door this day? Open the door today and let him in. Amen. Till then, be blessed. Hope to hear from you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
I have to realize it inside my my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.